And we will make America great again. Thank you, Arizona. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
in the far distant land of common sense, a place where we all once lived. You'll find the Conservative College with Professor Toto. It is here where the foundational principles of our great republic are still taught and true patriots are still educated in the hallowed halls of this school of hope. Just like the iconic puppy from The Wizard of Oz, who found great joy in pulling back the curtain on the lies of the wizard, so does Professor Toto. Grab your seats and welcome to the Conservative College. Class begins now.
Oh, hello, 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 America. From sea to shining sea, that's the sound of liberty. That means you still live in a free nation. Enjoy it while you can. You still have freedom in the most beautiful, wonderful nation in the whole world. And my name is, well, not really my name, but my moniker is Professor Toto, because I love to pull back the curtain on all those liberal lies. And I've got a feeling there's a lot more of you out there tonight that have that Toto spirit in you as well, or you would not be here. Well, I'm going to tell you the truth. I barely made it here tonight. I made it on a wing and a prayer. I almost was not able to have class tonight, but I knew that would disappoint so many thousands of you, and I just could not be here. So I pulled up to my house about 5 minutes ago, and I realized I had locked myself out of the house. So the clock is ticking, and I can't get in the house, which is where my office is. And I'm calling my wife saying, where's the hidden key? She said, it's right where it always is. I'm like, no, it's not. The clock's ticking. And I know y'all are waiting for class to start. I've been gone all day long. Going to give you an update as to why I've been gone all day long, just so you can be nosy and know my business. Because after all, we are family. Yes, we are. We've been together 3 years now, so we all pretty much are family, fighting the good fight of faith. So here's where I've been all day long. How many of you remember about a month ago, I showed you a picture of a beautiful piece of land, which is heaven on earth, 30 acres of the most beautiful, it's a horse ranch or horse farm. And all that land, I showed you a picture of it. Does anybody remember that? Well, I showed it to you, and I just believed with all my heart that Yahweh had given us that land for the ministry to build our campground, a big, beautiful, open-air tabernacle for our feast celebrations and for the Home of Hope, which the Home of Hope is already there. And I just, you know, I just knew that that was our land. I mean, you talk about beautiful. Anyway, so we went out, looked at it, and it appraises at about $500,000. Beautiful, pristine land. Well, they wanted $429,000 is what they were going to go let it go for. Well, you know, I didn't know how I was going to come up with $429,000. And so yesterday morning, I'm sitting in my home and someone sends me an email. And the email says, oh, by the way, did you get the money you needed for the land? And I was like, well, no, because the banks don't want to loan money on just land. They want to have a home or some big building as collateral. So the bank won't do it. So I had pretty much, I'm not given up, but I had put it in that only Yah can do it category. And so she wrote me back and she said, well, look, my husband and I, we've got that money sitting in one of our accounts. So we're just going to put it in the mail to you. Hallelujah. So
What we've been doing all day today is the church went out to the land and blew the shofars, and we was out there praying over Toto Town, this beautiful place where all of you will be able to come every year at the end of the year and celebrate the Feast of Tabernacles with us. So I've been out there all day long, and it was getting dark. And then we took the whole church out to dinner, and I'm sitting there and I'm looking at my phone. I'm like, oh my word, gotta go. So that's where I've been. That's what's been going on. We give thanks to the Almighty for making a way where there seemed to be no way. We serve an awesome God. He knows the desires of our heart. If those desires are pure and for His purposes, He's still a miracle worker. So we give Him all the glory tonight. So that's why I'm late for class. For those that are watching on all of our platforms, Roku, good evening. Almost 7,000 viewers on Roku tonight. Thank you for watching. If you don't know how to get us on Roku, well, it's very easy. I'm going to show you how to do it real quick. You can just add us on Roku some way, somehow. And when you go to Roku, look under streaming channels. And when you get there, type in First Harvest Ministries and download. All right. For those watching on FHTV, good evening to all of you on FHTV. Thousands of you there on that platform. And then on Rumble, good evening, Gene and Beth and Don and Laura Wilburn and Salty Sandy and Gene and Aussie and Linda Riker, Patty Cakes and Mimi and Rita, Susan, JML, Gene M, Old Moonstones, faithful for many years now, Risings and Gidge and so many of you, Gino Young. Good evening in Chicago, Gino. So glad to have you with us tonight. And then over on Fakebook, we've got several watching on Fakebook. Beanie Wiley and Kimberly West Dickman, Stephanie Nicole Inselberg, and Darren Philibar, and Lori Eaton, and Natalie Conway. And over on YouTube, YuckTube, we've got Elizabeth Brody and Sheila Bryant. And Barbara Cavalier, yeah. Linda Garner from Tupelo, Mississippi. Elder Homridge, Cheyenne Hayveld, and so many more. Thank you tonight for being in class. Well, we do have some breaking news. Tonight is going to be a very informative class. And since I was not able today to... Normally on Tuesdays and Thursdays, everyone knows not to bother me because I'm prepping for my show all day long. Well, I didn't have the time today to prep like I love to do because we had an unusual circumstance today. We had a miracle and we were out celebrating that. So I reached out to an old friend. I don't say old because you don't like that word too much, but I reached out to a friend who is an expert in all things financial. And since we are going through so much, and since the last few shows, I've been talking to you about inflation, the economy, and what's happening with the Silicon Valley Bank and Silver Capital and Signature Bank. Since I've been doing that subject matter, I thought I would reach out to a professional tonight that would be able to explain to you more about inflation itself and what it means for you and I. So you're going to get a great education tonight from a guest professor, a guest lecturer here at the Conservative College. And I know you're going to be blessed by that. But before I bring him on tonight, we do have some breaking news. And I have not been able to follow up with this to verify everything. But if this is true, this is major. It has been found out today by the House Oversight Committee that, in fact, Joe Biden received $1 million wired to his bank account from the nation of China. Now, this is breaking news as I speak to you. This is coming. Let's just read this. It says the House Oversight Committee has released evidence that the Biden family received over $1 million after a Chinese company wired $3 million to Robinson Walker LLC, a company owned by a Biden family associate. Now, that makes it even worse. $3 million is sent from China to this family associate. $1 million of those dollars find their way into the Biden family bank account from China. Now, why not just send the money directly to the Bidens? What's really going on? This is why the Hunter Biden laptop story was a story. We always said that there is something, that there's a there. You just got to get there. So that is breaking news that is pretty damning for Joe Biden, because I want you to imagine that it would have been found out that, I mean, they were having conniption fits because Donald Trump's hotel had foreign people staying at it. But imagine if they would found out he had $1 million from China or Russia. Let's just imagine that Russia would have sent $3 million to one of Donald Trump's friends, and Trump wound up with $1 million of it, sort of as a thank you for whatever. Interesting, isn't it? Now, I told you Tuesday night about what's going on with the banks. I taught you about Silicon Valley Bank, and I broke it down for you, what really happened there. Bottom line, inflation is what happened. Real quickly. Big investors with Silicon Valley Bank, all young startups, lots of cash, lots of money, making deposits into Silicon Valley Bank, right? Well, when you get money in a bank, what do you have to do with that money? You have to loan it out. But if you're getting it in faster than you can loan it out, what's going to happen when it comes time for you to pay interest to your depositors, and you've not loaned it out? You're not going to have the money to pay them. So what did they do? They said, well, you know what? Let's take the excess money and let's go buy treasury bonds. Very safe, long-term investment. Would that have worked? Absolutely. In the long run, that would have been fine. But here's what they were not anticipating. Inflation. So what happens is the treasury bonds, the inflation is causing the value of the treasury bonds to go down. And because of inflation, all of these startup businesses that deposited their money into the bank all of a sudden need that money to operate their business because of inflation. So they go to pull their money out of the bank, and guess what? The bank has to go and get all their treasury bonds at a loss. And that sent off alarm bells throughout the entire financial sector. Now there's a run on the bank, and it's all, at the end of the day, it's all inflation under a Joe Biden presidency that literally got out of control. So that is what it all boils down to. And that's what tonight we're going to learn more and more about inflation. But before we do that, I want to show you something that I posted about 4 days ago on Facebook. Now, this is before the word Credit Suisse was out there. I said, keep your eyes on the Swiss banking giant Credit Suisse. If it falls, you can know that life is about to change for everyone. 2 days later, the headlines, and I'll share them with you. 2 days later, remember, I told you so. Here's the headlines 2 days after that post. Credit Suisse now has to borrow $54 billion. And do you know why they have to borrow it? Read it right here. Because its top investor, the Saudi National Bank, has cut off Credit Suisse. I told you so. I said, watch Credit Suisse. Watch it. Why? Because as the American banks go into downfall, Europe then is affected by that. And this is the first. Credit Suisse has lost 75% of their market share like that. And now they're literally having to borrow money to try to stay afloat. This is all to do with inflation. I can promise you, when Donald Trump was our president, there was no such thing. Inflation was at its lowest point in decades. Now, yes, I'm talking about that president that right now the news media would have you to think is losing his touch. He's losing his appeal. As a matter of fact, someone said the other day that the people are just not coming out for him like they used to. In your dreams, sucker. Here's a picture of your president in Iowa, the one that's losing his touch, and the one that the people are not showing up for him. This was Iowa 2 days ago. There's your president signing autographs with a totally packed house. Don't believe the lies, ladies and gentlemen. The reason we need Donald Trump and his policies back in the White House, because inflation is destroying our nation. And there is no one that knows more about inflation than my very special guest that I'm honored and privileged that he could find the time to once again come back to Toto Town and educate all of us as to what inflation is, what it's doing, and how you and I must protect ourselves from this devastation. Would you put your hands together all over the Conservative College classroom tonight for our guest lecturer and professor, Mr. Bob Reed. Good evening, Bob.
Good evening, Professor Toto. Brother Shane, it is just so good to be back with you. Seems like it was not even quite a year ago, and then 2 years ago when we first really started talking about God's money.
That's right.
And these
it has been a minute, hasn't it?
And you know, much of what we've talked about in the past is coming to fruition today. But you know, that's what we're on here to talk about tonight. So let's just dig into this. And I like to, instead of using these, you know, big terms, inflation, bank credits, debentures, securities, all these things, you know, I want the audience to know where I'm coming from. And for those of them maybe that didn't know me of the past, but I'm 76 years young, so I got what we call a little wisdom with this gray. Been blessed by the Lord, and have fought the fight and continue to fight the fight of bringing our country back to its conservative constitutional values, God-given and divinely inspired for our freedoms in this country. Because I many years ago at the beginnings of the Tea Party, I organized and ran the largest independent Tea Party in the country in Louisiana.
Really? I didn't know that, Bob.
Oh yeah, I was 15 years engaged in the political war that you were leading and many others like you.
Wow.
Were leading the fight. I was doing it back then, fighting Common Core, changing legislation. I was an independent lobby at the Louisiana Legislature. We laid the groundwork.
It's a, wow.
You young guys and gals, we us older, we support y'all, but y'all the ones that got to bring it home with,
with
the leadership and Trump.
What now, a challenge, Bob. What a challenge that is.
But, you know, there's one thing in my 76 and a half years now. I am a chemical engineer. I got a master's in business after my chemical engineering degree at Louisiana State University. Big old LSU, go Tigers, you know.
Yeah.
You know, so I've been in the stock market for many years. So let's address some of the things that's really dear to every patriot out there, and some of the things that you're leading the charge in, and we're part of together. And we started a little over 2 years ago. And it's going to address this subject of inflation tonight, but we're going to bring it home to the houses of every one of your followers and listeners and what their charge is going to be tonight. Okay.
Excellent.
Because it's important that they protect, they secure and grow. Don't just protect, don't just stick it in the ground, but they grow, you know, what the Lord has provided.
Yes, sir.
That's good. And being a good steward of it. And I know we all talk about that, but how do you do that? How do you do that? You don't have an MBA. Well, first of all, let's dispel some of these myths. Gold and silver is affordable to everyone today, now, and especially through your program, the program we're working on, which we're going to get to later. But let's talk about what this means. Should that average person, that person that's working, just paying bills from month to month, just getting by, or on a basic hourly wage, you know, just starting out, they say, well, I can't afford gold and silver. They've never been taught anything about gold and silver. But I contend, Professor Toto, that's on purpose.
Okay.
I've been in the stock market, and I did what they taught me in that MBA program. They taught me, you know, Bob, when you get out there and you're making that big corporate six-figure, double six-figure income, which I did, you got to put away about 20% of what you make every month if you expect to have the same lifestyle after your working career, because Social Security and retirement programs aren't going to pay for that. So if you don't do that, you're just going to live from paycheck to paycheck, you know, when you need it. Okay. Well, I did that faithfully. Like you're paying your time. You do it faithfully.
Yes.
And you know, it hurts sometimes to do that, but, like I said, I've been in the stock market since 71. Well, guess what? I went through the flat 70s. I went through the 80s. I went through the savings and loans crash. I went through the 90s. I went through the dot-com bust. I went through the 2008. You know, that stock market goes up, that stock market goes down. But over a long period of time, guess what? You end up with less than what you put in. You can't retire off that. Only those that get in are part of this crooked corruption crowd, the inside traders, all that kind of stuff. That's the only people really, unless you've been one of those very fortunate ones at the right, what we call the right time. Okay.
Right.
Not everybody's that way. So let's talk about what is real and never goes to zero. So when a stock goes bankrupt, just like when a bank goes bankrupt, it's worth zero, nothing. And so you lose everything you have. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to give a couple of examples, and then let's talk about, you know, godsmoney.info, your program.
Yes.
People can get information. Hey, and let me just say this up front, Professor Toto. Information's free. We need, each and every one of us, we need to get enough information to make an informed decision. And that means you need to get information. Don't get a little bit of information and make a preconditioned, preconceived decision or idea before you have enough information. So that's the one piece of advice I'm going to encourage everyone right now that's listening to do as they go to your godsmoney.us or the link on your website.
Godsmoney.info.
Not .com.
Info.
Okay. And so
I couldn't afford the .com.
Right. And they need to talk to some of our constituents, your fellow constituents, your fellow conservative patriots that's taking advantage of this and taking it a couple of steps further. We're going to talk about that too. So that's the preset. So now let me give a couple of examples. It's not inflation. I know they use those words, but let's talk about it in terms that everyone can understand.
Okay.
It's dilution.
Dilution.
It's dilution. Okay. Everybody knows if you make a good, fresh tea, make a quart of tea. And then if you got a whole bunch of guests coming over, you pour that quart of tea into a gallon, you fill it up with water. It kind of looks like tea, but it's been diluted. So it don't taste like tea. It tastes like water, right?
That's good. Okay. That's good.
Well, that's what this paper money system, man's money. Now, listen to me. Man's money is paper money.
Come on.
All these securities, all these bonds, all these annuities, that's all man-made stuff backed by man.
Right.
By nothing, we've come in to find out. But God's money, there's only so much of it. Man has tried to make it for thousands of years unsuccessfully. They can't make it. Only God can make what he put in the ground, gold and silver. And there's only so much of it. So that's the fact that's behind. You can't dilute gold and silver. So that tells us one thing. Why are all the banks and the governments and the super wealthy, why are they the ones that own more than 98% of all the gold and silver that's in fungible type form? Why? Because they know that protects their wealth. So shouldn't the average everyday person have some gold and silver? So we teach them what they've never been taught before in our program. So it's an extension of Professor Todo's Learning University. This is our financial part of Professor Todo's Learning University. How to secure, protect, and grow your true wealth yourself. Okay. That's pretty good. You don't have to depend on another man's opinions, thoughts, or anything. And you get to learn all about God's money. That itself is worth the time and the ability to go find out what this is all about.
Okay. That's right.
So let me give some pertinent examples. After losing all this money in the stock market that I put, and I saw, there's no way I'm going to have retirement. I started learning about what they've never taught me about over 35 years ago, God's money, gold and silver. I said, if all these wealthy people have it, all these countries are getting it, then, you know, I think I need to own some of it, you know? And so let me explain why. And I'm going to use myself as this example. I graduated high school in 64. So I was at LSU working on that chemical engineering degree in 1965. Now I'm going to give you real facts that everybody here listening can substantiate. These are real numbers, real facts. This $1 bill right here, or this, we used to call it, and it says silver dollar on it, but it's still legal. It has 1 ounce of silver in it. In 1965, when I was going, either one of those bought a gallon of milk on average in America.
Now, this is where people need to start paying attention real close, because he's getting to the nuts and bolts now. So say that again.
Either one of these in 1965, that 1 ounce of that silver dollar has 1 ounce of silver in it, or that $1 bill would purchase on average in America a gallon of milk.
Okay.
Yeah. I've worked my 60-year plan. I'm in retirement. Here it is, 2019. I still need milk, correct?
Right.
Okay. So I go to the store with that $1 bill, and I want to buy some milk. So how much milk can I buy with that $1 bill piece of paper?
About a pint, if you're lucky.
How about a half a pint, brother?
Half a pint?
Half a pint. You know, well, that little bitty carton they used to give us in grammar school with first
grade. Yeah.
That's it. That's what it's about.
It was never enough. Never enough.
But just 1 ounce silver eagle. Now, we don't call it silver dollar. It says $1 on it, but we don't call it that way anymore. It's a silver eagle. Okay. Has 1 ounce of pure 999 silver in it.
Okay.
In 2019, that same 1 ounce coin would buy you 5.1 gallons of milk. Wow. So which ones should I have saved?
Okay.
Well, you're addressing the subject with these banks. Now, you know, we had a big banking collapse and financial collapse in 2008. We're on the precipice of one that could even be bigger than what happened in 2008. Because it's global this time. I think you talked about Credit Suisse. We'll wait till you hear about the Bank of France. Here's the key. Okay. Just in 3 short years, from 2019 to where we are right now, because they're producing so much, man, and the government or the bank, the Federal Reserve, that's not ours. That's a privately owned central bank,
just like everywhere else.
So this $1 piece of paper now, almost trash cash, almost, because how much milk can we buy with it on average in America with that $1 bill? You know what, Professor Todine, tell you? One of those little coffee creamers that you put in your coffee.
Wow.
But that same 1 ounce silver eagle, what can you buy?
5 gallons.
Oh, about 8 gallons.
8 gallons.
Yes, sir, brother. And so,
wow,
you know, it's almost 8 on average right now. So, you know why? It's because they've been printing up so much money to pay for all of these giveaways, to pay for all of these bailouts.
Bob, I don't know if you saw the other day where the lady from the Biden administration, when she was standing before the Congress or sitting there, she was begging for them to raise the debt ceiling because she said, in her own words, his secretary, if we don't raise this debt ceiling, there will be economic collapse in America. She said those words out of her mouth. She said, we are broke. That's what she said.
That's right, because we won't be able to pay the interest on the debt. So that puts us in the country in bankruptcy. Okay.
So America is broke.
Oh, we've been broke, but we just keep raising the debt ceiling. But that can only go so far because each time they do this, they dilute more of what we've worked hard for. It's not inflation.
So they're pouring more water in the tea jug, correct?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. So that means we the people who are selling things, because it now that when they resupply, they have to pay more. And so they have to raise their prices. It's really not inflation. They're just catching up with the dilution.
Okay. So I'm sorry. I thought when you was talking earlier, you were saying delusion, but you're saying dilution.
Like diluting the tea.
So to all of our class, let me see.
Boy.
No, this is important. What Bob is saying, so you take your tea bag and you put it. Now that's real tea. That's like a coin. That's real tea. Okay. That silver coin is real silver. But if we want to, we just start pouring water in And eventually it still looks a little brown like tea, but the more water you pour in it, the less and less tea that you have. And that is inflation on a country boy's level. I love
that's,
it.
That's exactly right. And so, you know, and we talked about silver. Now that's very affordable because, you know, and there's a difference, but what you need to do is you need to learn about it. And so what our program, we start, we're going to put people in touch with the company you recommend, a company that I've been a part of for almost 7 years, company that started up to help people, average people, be able to afford gold and silver at cost.
Wow.
Listen to what dealer cost, not these inflated prices, not all these markup. And it allows people even to buy incremental gold and silver. And it will store it for them in a private vault if they want it, if they want to have it stored, fully insured. Oh, that's much better than FDIC insurance too, by the way.
Right, good.
And then they could buy a little bit at a time. Okay. That's one part of the program. So it's kind of like the Costco of, kind of think of it like the Costco of gold and silver. Okay.
I love that.
And so that's kind of the program we're going to introduce.
Because Bob, if I'm paying a markup, if I'm going to the gold dealer, the silver dealer, and I'm let's say I'm not a member of Professor Toto's club here, and I just go down to the gold dealer or J.G. Wentworth or anywhere else, basically, if I'm paying a markup, I'm diluting pretty much at that point the value of the coin, the value of the silver.
Well, that's one way to do it. But the other way I like to do it, because average people haven't learned about gold and silver. So we need the education to go along with the with what they do. They don't have to have an MBA. They don't even have to have a high school degree. We have people that have, you know, worked hard all their lives that's been participating in this program, but they incrementally buy a little. We got people on disability that's been in this program. I have one young lady, a disabled American vet, single mom, and she's been with it. It's learning these people's stories and other people's stories too, and their successes because they put time in to learn. And that's what we're talking about, learning university, right? Okay.
Right.
And
so that's right.
Let me quickly give the gold example, because many people think gold's not affordable to them. But when you can buy it incrementally, you don't have to buy 1 ounce of gold at 2,000 plus. You can buy, you know, $10 a week, $10 a day. You can buy, see, with this program, that's affordable. So instead of putting your money in paper, you put money in God's money. And you have control of it. Not an institution, not a bank, not a government. You, the individual. Now, and we're not going to go a long example like mine of 1965 to 20.
That was a good one. I like that.
Silver, but it's true with both gold and silver, God's money. But let's just go back to 2001.
And before you do that, let me speak to my class that's watching. I want to say to everybody, because we care about your future, we're doing this class tonight, because so many of you do not know how to protect yourself against what's coming. That is not, you know, that's not a scare tactic. What's coming is coming, and it's called collapse. It is coming. When? We don't know. But if you will listen and get the knowledge you need tonight, then you will be in the driver's seat. That's all we want to do. We want to put you in the driver's seat. We may not can stop what's coming, but we can put you in the driver's seat. And that's why Bob is with us tonight, to take these hard to understand things and break them down into Bobnonian language, I call it, where he makes it just so simple that we can understand, like the 8 gallons of milk. I mean, everybody gets that, right? All right, Bob, keep it up.
Okay. In 2001, an average home in America cost $169,000.
Okay.
or you could have bought it with 626 ounces of gold, either one. So we're taught to save the dollars. We're taught to nothing about gold and silver, which we're teaching them tonight, the very beginning about gold and silver. So let's fast forward 20 years. Let's just go 20 years. Because it demonstrates what happens when man prints this stuff up.
Okay.
In 2021, that average, same average home, same size, same everything, cost $347,000.
Okay. Whoa. Rewind. Do it again so everybody can follow you. Do it again.
In 2000, the year 2001.
Okay.
The average home for American cost $169,000.
Okay,
that
got it.
Same size home.
Okay.
Fast forward to 2021, because we got all the facts. See, all these figures are, you know, you can find them all. They're real numbers, real facts. That same average home cost $347,000. I'll guarantee you no one's salary increased like that.
Okay, I got it. Okay, got it. Right,
$347,000. Yet, Professor Toto, you could buy with less gold, 579 ounces, three of those homes.
Okay, wait a minute. All right. Okay, I got you. 2001, $169,000. 2021, 20 years later, $350,000. Okay, all right. Now, say the last part again.
Play the last part. 579 ounces of gold, you could buy three of them, whereas it took you 626 ounces of gold to buy one in 2001. So what should you have been saving?
Wow. What should you? That's the question.
See, that's what I was saying about being able to buy gold incrementally. It's the only company in the world you can do this.
Wow.
And you're going to introduce them to them, because that's the only way they're going to learn about it. They get to be taught. Then they have the mechanism where it's kind of like I say, the Costco, the online Costco of gold and silver. That's my analogy of it. Or Amazon, you know. It's the Amazon of gold and silver. It's the Costco of gold and silver.
Now, break that incrementally down. So people watching right now that says, you know what, Bob, this all sounds wonderful. There's no way I can afford an ounce of gold, which is what, about $2,200 right now, maybe?
Yeah.
I can't afford that. When you say the word, but incrementally,
that means
you're telling them, okay, then don't buy the whole ounce, but at least come and buy a sliver.
$100. Yeah, just a little bitty part. And then
whatever you can afford, we will make a way for you to get that much gold.
And that's what we call this is what we call true diversification. So you don't have all your money in one stock. You don't have all your money in paper. You don't have all your money in real estate. You have it in a asset that has proven history behind it. Now, of course, there's no guarantee of the future, but why wouldn't it? What would make it any different? There isn't. I don't know that God's going to make a whole bunch more gold and silver, and then all of a sudden.
Well, I mean, you can say the same thing about real estate. There's no guarantee of the future, but we have a pretty good track record to go by.
Exactly. You know? But we're saying that people need to own gold and silver. It's the only thing that's really saved us financially over all these years is gold and silver. Because
Bob, I'm sorry, keep on.
No. And so, you know, that, like I said, the company you're going to introduce them through the Toto program, it's all choice too. It's just like Costco. It's a choice if you want to join Costco, choice if you want to join. You're going to introduce, but here's the other thing. And this is the thing that we've been working on for 2 years now. It certainly helped you and your family and your
call. Yes.
And your people get to accumulate wealth.
Yeah. Let's talk about that. But before we go there, can you explain to us what happened this week with our gold company? I looked and it looked like we were selling everything we had like overnight.
When things really start happening, okay. You know, people start reacting. What they heard about, they start taking real action instead of taking action ahead of time. Well, we need to take action. You're right. They've been just selling it as fast as they can get it in. Well,
right, because of the current financial scare that's going on in America.
That's right. And people are really saying, you know, that makes sense. Why don't I want my money in paper? I want to get part of it and at least gold and silver. It's going to be there. It's not
Bob, you know, I'm a preacher and I've always got to correlate this to the Bible.
Amen.
You know that we've been talking about this for over 2 years now. Okay. Right. And we've had thousands of people that have come on board with us. However, yeah. We've had thousands of others that have been like, okay, I'll get around to it. Okay. Mm-hmm. Got it. Well, guess what? This week, those thousands that ignored us was blowing my email up. And you know what they were griping about? Wow, we can't get an appointment until May. What's wrong with godsmoney.info? But you know why? Because like Noah, he said it's going to rain and nobody got on board. But ladies and gentlemen, right now, Bob, the saddest thing to me was that those depositors, let's say they had worked their whole life and they had $1 million in Silicon Valley Bank. When they woke up one morning, they had $250,000 that they could depend on. All the rest of it, gone.
They'll gone. Get it if and when it really does come, so they say. Okay.
Well, first of all, they're getting it because I'm going to have to bail them out, and right. Which is totally unfair. I've got to bail out a millionaire. So that's socialism 101. Amen. But the point is, if we don't prepare now, my small bank, Bob, I taught Tuesday night, what's happening? These big banks are fixing to start buying out these small banks. And they're trying to bring all our money into large conglomerates so that the big government controls the big banks, guaranteeing them a bailout. My little bank, Bob, if it goes under, I promise you they're not coming to bail my bank out. It's too little. It's not too big to fail. And that is where we are in America. Now, Bob, because we are running out of time, and I know your time is valuable, I want to talk about one more thing. I was shocked, Bob. I logged into my back office the other day. And Bob, I started looking. I never do this, I'm sad to say. But I started looking at my organization that we have built. Mm-hmm. And I was blown away. I started looking at people that have been getting the coin of the month every month program. Evidently, those people, and they're watching me right now, thousands of them. They're getting the coin of the month, but they are clueless as to how much money they have earned on the business side of things. Can I just give you an example? I'm looking right now at someone by the name of Kay. This lady, Kay, is a multimillionaire right now. She has $5 million in her bank with our company. And she probably don't even know it. All she's got to do is share with a few people about this, and she can start drawing that out immediately. And I could go down the line, Bob, some not as dramatic, but there was one lady that Prentice Wiley was telling me about that he called her up and he said, ma'am, you've been getting the coin of the month, which automatically enrolls you in the business side of what we do. He said, you've been getting that every month. Are you aware that you have $30,000 in earned income in our program? And this lady, she was a single mother, Bob. Prentice tells me she went to squalling on the phone, crying like a baby. Her husband had just died, young man, a week before. She had no idea how she was going to survive. Prentice scheduled a 30-minute phone call with her, showed her how to start helping work this program. And that lady has been drawing out that $30,000 every week, Bob. So it's really an amazing opportunity that is also available with this gold and silver.
That's right. And we need people on the team helping. We need patriots helping.
Yes.
Patriots. And that's what I came to you 2 years ago about. And
thank God you did.
And we shared the same thing. And Kim and Prentice Wiley and Cliff and April Rickman.
Oh, I love them.
And Dwayne. We have many, many people. I hate to start using names because it just started with a couple of people. And then we need people and we teach people if they want to take advantage and increase their income. I call it the way to earn your silver and gold. We need people out there. They have friends, relatives, neighbors that don't even listen to this program. We teach them how to share this with other people. They're helping the cause. They're helping the Professor Toto program, the Patriots program, and they're helping. They're a force of good helping people learn about gold and silver and giving them information. And we teach them. Those who want to participate in that, when you're getting your information, please let the person that is our person that is calling you and answering your questions about gold and silver and the program. And please let them know you'd like to know more about that aspect too. And because we'd rather have you getting 1099 tax benefits and starting to earn extra income so you can increase your wealth and secure your wealth at the same time and control your own. I call, you know, that coin of the month, you know,
Professor. I
call that, see, that's modern collectibles. That's just one. I always tell people that's your own IRA or 401k program that you're 100% in control of. Nobody else, just you. And you're the one that holds it in your hands, not in some little institution, not in somebody's box, not in somebody's account. You have that product. And that's the product that gives that long-term growth thing. And we explain this and we explain how that's happened with so many people over these years with us already. And that's what they are. And we need more people helping more people, especially in these times and the coming months and years that we're facing right now. We need more people helping other people. And that's what
there's someone by the name of Steve. He has $411,000 unclaimed dollars. Kevin has $7,484. There is literally, I'm looking at my computer screen, there are hundreds and hundreds and hundreds. Sharon, I don't know who, Sharon, I'm not going to call your last name, darling, but you've got $2 million. Now, let me explain to everybody what that means. You joined. You started getting a coin of the month. You didn't realize, evidently, that you were qualified to receive income from the work that me and Bob are doing just for being part of our organization. And there are hundreds of you that need to get involved. And you need to say, now you don't have to, you can just get the coin of the month. You can just get gold bullion, silver bullions, whatever you want. But there is somebody watching us tonight that says, you know what? My money's looking funny. I would love to have an opportunity to change my life. When you schedule your appointment, once you've bought whatever gold you want, transferred your 401k or whatever, say, oh, by the way, Cliff, Kim, Prentice, tell me what I can do to help spread the message and to bring this message to my friends, my family, my circle of influence, and you will reap the benefits. Now, Bob, I don't want to put you on the spot. We are out of time, but I'm wondering if you would be willing to take one or two live questions from our audience. If you need to go, I'll understand.
No, I'll be happy to do that.
You're good? All right. Let's do it. Let's get about 3 minutes. There's a QR code on your screen. If you would like to ask Bob a question directly, we're going to put him in the hot seat right now. You can scan that code, turn your camera on, and come on in and talk to Bob. Right now, I see Barbara McQueen. And Barbara, if you'll turn your camera on, I'll be more than happy to get Bob to answer your question for you tonight. And while she's doing that, Bob, is there any final words of wisdom that you would like to share with Toto's Conservative College?
Yeah, I'm going to share it with Professor Toto. You see that little bar that you have up there with that QR code? I'm going to get you to have your staff make one up for your godsmoney.info.
Excellent.
And put that QR code in. You can just flash that up there. And
I love it.
Tell people about on every program. You can just throw that up and then get more people a chance. And we will They will be getting to everybody. And we do need more help of people other people to help once we train you how to answer the questions and how to give people information about Professor Toto's and our Patriots team program.
We do. And Bob, we have a question from Dorothy Craig. Good evening, Dorothy. Can you see us? Can you hear us?
Yes.
You're on the air with Bob Reed.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you. We just want to check into this and find out more about it.
Okay. Then you need to go, Dorothy, you need to go to godsmoney.info and book an appointment.
Okay.
And me or my staff will call you and we will answer all your questions.
That's right. Yeah, and on that page, you're going to get, just scroll down to, you're going to have a video. You're going to have different little summary information.
Yeah.
You're going to have a chart of the dollar that started the Federal Reserve dollar in 1913 and how it's declined in purchasing value. So you're going to have generic information.
Yes.
But what you want to do is get you and answer your questions, specifically yours, and that expert will do that and then introduce you to the company that we're associated with that you can only know about it from a referral. And the referral comes from Professor Toto.
Dorothy, where are you watching me from?
Memphis, Tennessee.
Memphis, Tennessee. And how long you been watching us?
2 years.
For since you started.
Oh, well, thank you. I appreciate you guys so much. If I ever get a rally around Memphis, you better come hug my neck, okay?
We sure will.
God bless you,
thank
folks.
Thank you,
dude. Hey, Shane.
Thank
Your
you, Doris. Good
dot
night.
In, dot info, not dot com.
Godsmoney.info. Let's do this, Bob. I want to, first of all, thank you for coming on tonight. I want to thank you for the information, and I'm going to get you back right now. Our country is facing tough financial times, and this is a subject that needed to be covered. So thank you, Bob. I appreciate you, and make sure that you come and see us again.
God bless, and we'll do. Thank you again, Professor Toto.
Good night, Bob. Well, folks, this is your humble neighborhood professor, Professor Toto, and I thank you for joining me tonight. I pray that you have learned something. I pray that you have gotten information. More important than anything, don't live in La La Land. Don't live in the land of Oz. Protect yourself. Remember, when Yahweh was about to send a famine to Egypt, he sent Joseph and told him what to do. He didn't just miraculously protect his family. He told him in advance what to do. So let's not be caught unaware. I have some announcements real quick. This weekend at our church is Super Sabbath weekend. I'll be preaching tomorrow night. You don't want to miss it. I have a word from God. Saturday morning, 11 o'clock Central, you can join us for Bible study. Saturday morning at 11 o'clock Central, there's the QR code. Scan it. You can join us for live Zoom Bible study, face-to-face. It's going to be wonderful. I sure hope you'll meet me there. And also, if you've not registered for Toto's Retreat, if you've not registered for our end of the year Feast of Tabernacles, this is our third one, and it gets gooder and gooder every single year. I want you to register right now, October the 4th through the 8th. I want to look at your face, hug your neck, and have church with you, and encourage one another, and prepare for the return of America's legitimate president, Donald John Trump. Everybody, I pray that you have a wonderful night. I can't wait to see you all again next Tuesday night, right here with your beanbags in this great conservative college. I love every one of you, and may Yahweh bless you, and may He also bless these United States of America. Good night, friend.
God bless America. Oh!